Captain James Cook, who created this chart, was the best navigator and the most active explorer of his day. He was an unlikely hero. He had no family influence to help him advance through the ranks of the Royal Navy. He advanced himself. He had a quiet, complete competence, deep intelligence, and a natural assurance. His men and officers loved him. A bit of a scholar, something of a psychologist, a scientist, and mathematician, he may have been the most skillful navigator of any age. In a surprisingly small vessel, he cruised unknown parts of the world, producing crisp and accurate charts of places never seen by Europeans. But Captain Cook was more than a superb navigator. He accomplished a medical breakthrough by keeping his sailors healthy. Before the long-distance sea voyages made by Europeans, no one had ever been out of touch with land for months at a time. Without fresh fruits and vegetables, a potentially fatal vitamin deficiency called scurvy appeared. On one long voyage in the 1760s, 626 out of 961 men died because of scurvy. Captain Cook read all he could find about the condition, then supplemented the diet of his men with citrus juice, sauerkraut, and fresh food whenever possible. After Cook's voyages, scurvy was beaten.
Cook explored the coast north of the Spanish colony of Monterey, up into what is now British Columbia, Southeast Alaska, and Alaska, and then into the Sea of Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle, all in an attempt to prove or disprove the existence of a Northwest Passage. Cook returned to the Hawaiian Islands for the winter and was tragically killed there, but his second-in-command, James King, took over and returned once more into the Arctic Circle and then sailed back down the Kamchatka Peninsula to Canton, near present-day Hong Kong and Guangzhou. In Canton, his crew sold a few of the sea otter pelts that they had collected in trade along the coast of Alaska and received, in today's currency, $10,000 for each pelt. The crew nearly mutinied. In fact, two of the crew stole one of the whale ships, dropped it over the side, and started to row back across the Pacific to North America, and, not surprisingly, were never heard of again. But that tremendous reward for a few sea pelts kicked off the fur trade, which resulted in many voyages.